In this episode, we're not discussing sugar, but a related commodity, cocoa. In this full-length episode, we explore the history of cocoa production in Ivory Coast, from the 1800s up to the modern day. We'll delve into recent events, including soaring prices, plummeting production, and a long-term decline in yields, as well as the surge of the viral disease, cocoa swollen shoot virus. Additionally, we examine the long-term causes of these issues, from deforestation and climate change to the rising costs of fertilizer.
Introduction to Ivory Coast and cocoa production. Cocoa is a tropical crop that produces beans that are the main ingredient for chocolate. Ivory Coast, also known as Côte d'Ivoire, is the world's largest producer and exporter of cocoa, accounting for about 40% of the global market. Cocoa is a vital source of income and livelihood for millions of Ivorians, especially smallholder farmers who grow most of the crop. However, cocoa production in Ivory Coast has a long and complex history, marked by colonial exploitation, political instability, environmental degradation, and social issues. This article will provide an overview of the history of cocoa production in Ivory Coast, from its origins in the late 19th century to its current challenges and opportunities in the 21st century. The colonial era, 1893 to 1960. The history of cocoa production in Ivory Coast begins with the French colonization of the region in the late 1800s. The French established a protectorate over the coastal areas in 1843 and gradually expanded their control over the interior and faced resistance from local kingdoms and ethnic groups. In 1893, Ivory Coast became a French colony, and the colonial administration began to exploit its natural resources, especially timber, rubber, and palm oil. The French also introduced cash crops such as coffee, cotton, and cocoa, which they encouraged the local population to grow for export. Cocoa was first planted in Ivory Coast in 1895 by a French agronomist named Louis Totain, who brought seeds from the island of Fernando Po, now Bioko, in Equatorial Guinea. Totain established a cocoa plantation near the town of Grand Bassam on the coast and experimented with different varieties and cultivation methods. He also distributed cocoa seeds to local farmers, who soon adopted the crop as a profitable alternative to traditional food crops. The cocoa sector in Ivory Coast grew rapidly in the early 20th century as the demand for chocolate increased in Europe and North America. The colonial administration provided incentives and infrastructure for cocoa production, such as tax exemptions, credit facilities, roads, railways, and ports. The French also recruited migrant workers from neighboring countries, such as Burkina Faso, Mali, and Ghana, to provide cheap labor for the cocoa plantations. By 1911, Ivory Coast had become the fourth largest cocoa producer in the world, after Ghana, Nigeria, and Brazil. By 1939, it had surpassed Brazil and Nigeria, and was second only to Ghana. Cocoa became the main export commodity and source of revenue for the colony, accounting for about 60% of its total exports by the end of the colonial era. The post-independence period, 1960 to 1999. Ivory Coast gained its independence from France in 1960 under the leadership of Félix Houphouët-Boigny, who became the first president of the new republic. Houphouët-Boigny pursued a policy of economic liberalism and political stability, maintaining close ties with France and the West. He also promoted the expansion and diversification of the agricultural sector, especially cocoa, which he considered the engine of the country's development. He encouraged the immigration of more migrant workers, the allocation of more land for cocoa cultivation, the adoption of improved varieties and techniques, and the creation of cooperatives and marketing boards to regulate the cocoa trade. He also invested in the development of the cocoa processing industry to add value to the raw beans and create more jobs and income. Under his rule, Ivory Coast became the world's largest cocoa producer and exporter, reaching a peak production of millions of tons in 1999 and earning the nickname of the Cocoa Miracle. In March 1983, President Houphouët-Boigny made Yamoussoukro the political and administrative capital of Ivory Coast, as the city was his birthplace. This marked the fourth movement of the country's capital city in a century. However, the cocoa sector in Ivory Coast also faced several challenges and problems in the post-independence period. One of the main challenges was the fluctuation of the world cocoa prices, which affected the income and welfare of the cocoa farmers and the government. The cocoa market was subject to the forces of supply and demand, as well as the interventions of the International Cocoa Organization, ICCO, which was established in 1973 to stabilize the prices and ensure a fair distribution of the benefits among the producing and consuming countries. The ICCO set a price range and a quota system for the cocoa exports, which were often violated by some countries, leading to oversupply and price crashes. Ivory Coast, as the largest cocoa producer, had a significant influence and responsibility in the cocoa market, and often had to adjust its production and export levels to comply with the ICCO agreements. The cocoa farmers, who depended on the cocoa income for their livelihood, suffered the most from the price volatility, and sometimes resorted to protests and strikes to demand higher prices and better conditions. The environmental and social impact, 2000, present. The turn of the millennium marked a critical period in the cocoa industry of Ivory Coast, highlighted by an increased awareness of the environmental and social impacts of cocoa cultivation. Despite the economic benefits, the expansion of cocoa farms often came at the expense of Ivory Coast's lush rainforests, leading to significant deforestation, largely due to unchecked agricultural expansion and insufficient regulation. Environmentalists and international organizations have since pressured the Ivorian government and the global cocoa industry to adopt more sustainable practices. Simultaneously, the sector faced intense scrutiny over labor practices, particularly the use of child labor. Reports and investigations revealed that many children, some from neighboring countries, were working in hazardous conditions on cocoa farms. This led to international outcry and the initiation of several initiatives aimed at combating child labor and improving the working conditions in the cocoa farms. For instance, the Harkin-Engel Protocol, signed in 2001, aimed to eliminate the worst forms of child labor in the chocolate industry by 2005, although progress has been slower than anticipated. In response to these challenges, the Ivorian government, along with various stakeholders, including NGOs, industry players, and international bodies, have implemented policies and programs to promote sustainability and ethical labor practices. These include certification systems like Fairtrade and Rainforest Alliance, which encourage better environmental and labor practices by offering price premiums for certified goods. Economic challenges and the future of cocoa in Ivory Coast. Today, while Ivory Coast remains a dominant player in the global cocoa market, the sector continues to face significant economic challenges. Price volatility remains a persistent issue, largely influenced by global market trends and occasional political instability within the country. This instability complicates farmers' ability to plan and invest in sustainable practices. Moreover, as the world increasingly demands ethically produced and environmentally sustainable goods, the pressure is mounting on Ivorian cocoa producers to adapt. This shift represents both a challenge and an opportunity. There is a growing niche market for specialty and artisan chocolates, which can potentially offer higher returns for producers willing to invest in quality and sustainability. The government and the international community are focusing on improving infrastructure, such as roads and schools, and providing better support services for farmers, such as access to finance and agricultural training. These efforts aim to increase productivity, reduce the environmental footprint, and improve the livelihoods of cocoa farmers, ensuring that the cocoa industry can be a sustainable source of economic prosperity for Ivory Coast in the future. 2024, recent market events. Ivory Coast is currently experiencing a significant decline in cocoa production, which has caused substantial disruptions in the cocoa market, locally and globally. This is largely attributed to the disease CSSV. As of early April 2024, official figures indicated a sharp drop in cocoa shipments to ports, with a 27.8% decrease from the previous year. This reduction has been attributed to unfavorable weather conditions and crop diseases, which are also affecting other West African nations and contributing to a widespread cocoa supply crisis. The cocoa market has seen dramatic price fluctuations due to these supply shortages. Prices have surged by 143% since the beginning of the year, marking the worst shortage in four decades. In response to the dwindling supplies, both Ivory Coast and Ghana have significantly increased farm gate prices to incentivize farmers to release their stocks into the market. For instance, Ivory Coast raised the price for mid-crop beans by 50%, and Ghana followed suit with a 58% increase for the remainder of the 2023-24 season. Adding to the complexity, global cocoa inventories have fallen to a three-year low, and the International Cocoa Organization forecasts a global cocoa deficit that could greatly exceed previous year's shortages. In Ivory Coast, projections for 2023-24 suggest that cocoa production will hit an eight-year low, with a 21.5% decline from the previous year. This scenario is exacerbated by halted forward cocoa sales and a decreasing global demand due to high prices, which affects grindings in major regions, including North America, Asia, and Europe. Regulatory measures in Ivory Coast have been implemented to manage the supply chain effectively. The government halted all forward cocoa sales for the 2024-25 season to better assess future production levels. These measures, alongside financial interventions to support exporters and grinders, are aimed at stabilizing the market and ensuring that contracts are fulfilled despite the reduced output. Cocoa swollen shoot virus. The impact of the cocoa swollen shoot virus disease, CSSVD, on cocoa production in Ivory Coast has been significant and challenging. This viral disease, which is spread by mealybugs, has become a significant threat to cocoa yields, affecting the livelihoods of many farmers in the region. The disease can drastically reduce cocoa yields and has even led to the death of cocoa trees within a few years of infection, resulting in significant economic losses. CSSVD has escalated to an endemic status in West Africa, heavily impacting major cocoa-producing countries like Ghana, as well as Ivory Coast. The rapid spread of this disease has been exacerbated by factors such as climate change and deforestation, which contribute to the severity and spread of infections. The economic repercussions for smallholders are severe, as the disease not only diminishes crop yields, but also limits farmers' ability to invest in their farms and community due to reduced income. Efforts to combat the spread of CSSVD include the removal and replacement of infected trees, a method that has seen varying degrees of success. Recent studies suggest that socioeconomic factors such as the age and education level of the producer, access to credit, and farm management practices like weeding and fertilizer use can influence the likelihood of infection. As a result, there's a push to improve farmer education on disease management and to diversify income sources to reduce dependency on cocoa, which could mitigate some of the negative impacts of the disease. Ivory Coast and declining yields. Ivory Coast yield has been dropping for the past 20 years, following a high of 0.7 tons per hectare in 2000. In 2022, it has dropped nearly 30% to 0.5 t hay, which is close to the yields in the 1980s. The continual drop in yields will be due to a combination of reasons, including climate change and deforestation. Aging cocoa trees. Many of the cocoa trees in Ivory Coast are aging, and older trees typically produce lower yields. This natural decline in productivity has been a significant factor in the overall drop in cocoa production levels. Disease and pests. The spread of diseases like the cocoa swollen shoot virus disease, CSSVD, has had a devastating impact on cocoa yields. This disease, which is spread by mealybugs, leads to the death of trees and has been difficult to control, causing significant losses in cocoa production areas. Deforestation and environmental changes. Deforestation, partly driven by the expansion of cocoa farming itself, has led to environmental changes that adversely affect cocoa yields. The loss of forest cover has contributed to changes in local climates, such as reduced rainfall and increased temperatures, which are not favorable for cocoa cultivation. Additionally, illegal logging has exacerbated the degradation of the environment necessary for sustainable cocoa farming. EU regulations will now impact farming from deforested land. Climate change. Climate change has introduced more variability in weather patterns, including unpredictable rainfall and increased incidence of drought. These changes have directly impacted cocoa farming, making it difficult for farmers to predict and manage their crop cycles effectively. Economic and social challenges. The rising cost of inputs like fertilizers and labor, combined with fluctuating cocoa prices on the global market, has put additional financial pressure on cocoa farmers. Many farmers struggle to invest in the necessary practices to maintain or increase their cocoa yields, leading to reduced productivity and sometimes abandonment of cocoa cultivation altogether.